From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting the era of the Islamic State's reign in Mosul is nearing an end. The pending victory in Iraq, however, is tempered by the loss it's endured over 8 months of fighting, 3 years of Islamic State rule in Mosul, and more than a decade of constant extremist attacks, making the milestone more sad than celebratory for some. For Iraqi fighters, going home will be a break, but not the end of the war. Militants continue hiding out in the Iraqi-controlled territory, poised to strike again. The Islamic State still holds a large part of Iraq, including parts of Anbar province. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave Hong Kong a stern warning Saturday as he oversaw the swearing-in ceremony for the city's new leader, telling its residents that Beijing will not tolerate attempts to challenge its authority. The warning came at the gathering to mark 20 years since the former British colony's return to China. After swearing in Carrie Lam as the Hong Kong new executive, she said any attempt to use Hong Kong to sabotage activities against the mainland is an act that crosses the red line and is absolutely impermissible. Hundreds of police stood watch for the anniversary as pro-democracy activists and pro-Beijing groups marched through Hong Kong. President Trump says the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea, his comments coming as he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. President Moon is keeping the door open for talks with the North while supporting continued sanctions against Pyongyang.
The North Korean nuclear issue must be resolved without fail.
That was an interpreter speaking for President Moon. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest. The U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applicants from the six majority Muslim nations to have a relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted. Masai Fulati is with the Council of American Islamic Relations in Los Angeles.
All these refugees across the world who are living in war-torn countries, who really, as a last resort, are trying to get to a country for safety, and now we're discriminating against them, and we're making their lives even more difficult. We want to stand up for their rights and for all the other individuals who are seeking visas who are trying to get into the country from these Muslim-majority countries.
A 120-day ban on refugees coming to the United States also went into effect. The interior ministers of France, Germany, and Italy will meet in Paris on Sunday to help Italy deal with masses of migrants arriving on its shores. Italy has so far taken in 82,000 migrants this year, as the country has become the main point of arrival to Europe. World leaders from the past and present gathered Saturday in the French city of Strasbourg to honor the late former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who was credited with forging the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990. Kohl, who died June 16th at the age of 87, is the first national leader to be honored with a ceremony at the European Parliament seat in Strasbourg. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke through an interpreter.
Today we are saying goodbye to Helmut Kohl, the Chancellor of German Unity, the winner of the Charlemagne Prize and an honorary citizen of Europe.
He, as a student of history as a young man, has now himself a place in the books of history.
Merkel, who served under Kohl as a minister in the 1990s, said she had plenty of stories to tell about Kohl, but all that paled in comparison to his life's achievements. Ukraine is blaming the Russian security services for a massive cyber attack that started in the last week in Ukraine and eventually spread to computers across the world. Ukraine's security agency, the SBU, said in a statement Saturday, the attack bore resemblance to past hacks of Ukrainian infrastructure by the Russian security services. Russia has denied involvement in the recent attack that halted operations at large companies and government agencies in more than 60 countries around the world. The hackers encrypted data on infected machines and demanded a ransom to give it back to its owner. And French far-right leader Marine Le Pen is charged Friday with misusing European Union funds to pay for parliamentary assistance based in France. She denies any wrongdoing, saying the allegations are politically motivated. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.